Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Why would you break into these apartments?
For money, for drugs, whatever was in there.
Weren't you ever afraid of getting caught at doing this?
No. Who's going to catch us? We're the police.
It was the early 1990s, the height of the crack era, and instead of locking up drug dealers, some New York City cops had become them.
I would suit up in my uniform and we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
This is the inside story of the biggest police corruption scandal in NYPD history and the investigation that uncovered it all.
Did you consider yourself a rat?
100%. I saved my soul just like everybody else does.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty mother.
Hey, hey! We made it to the All-Star break. That means if you're an All-Star, well, you still have to work a little bit, but you get a break. I actually love how Major League Baseball has changed the format over the last few years where it's not just a couple days of a break and the All-Stars don't get to travel home or see their families. They just go right back into the next series and the next round of games post-break. Now they've actually made it a break in baseball and in basketball too. I like it. I think it's an incentive and reward, not just to make the team now, but also because you know you have a chance to breathe. And you, even though you'll have to travel to Seattle, and that does make it more challenging for, say, the Marlins or the Braves, you still do look forward to a couple days off. And if you don't make the All-Star team, well, it's a positive because you get the better part of a week off. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope it was your All-Star break or that you'll take some time this week as well. I know a lot of people on vacation this time of year. It's interesting, too, because I was having a conversation with a friend. We were talking about summertime and how it's challenging for him at work because people are out on vacation, away. It's tough to juggle schedules and get all the work done. But honestly, that's what summertime is for. We as Americans, we work pretty hard, a lot of us. I would say the majority of us work really hard, especially now in 2023, post-pandemic, where the money doesn't go nearly as far as it did beforehand for a lot of us. And so for that reason, I don't begrudge anyone their vacations. I don't begrudge anyone time off. If you earned it, you should take it. I've told so many producers that over the course of my career and theirs, if you earn the time off, take the time off. You're no good when you're burnt out. You're no good when you're worn out. You're no good when you're overwhelmed and when you're checked out. And as much as I started in a place in my career, or much earlier, where I felt like I had to hustle all the time, I couldn't take a break because something might happen while I was gone. Oh no, Brett Favre might retire again while I was gone, right? That was kind of earlier in my career. What if breaking news happens and I'm not there and available to cover it? Or what if this network or that network calls and I'm not there to take the call? What if I miss something huge? I just do not feel that way anymore. After doing this job as a network radio host for the better part of 20 years, I do not feel that way anymore. Sports never stop. If you miss a story, oh well. the world continues to spin on its axis. And there will be another story before long. If social media has changed anything or taught us anything, it's that even the massive storylines, they eventually fade and get replaced by something else. And most times it happens within 24 hours, 36 hours. The news cycle spins so furiously these days. And there's really no privacy when it comes to public figures. Not much of it anyway. There's always something. Always something. So take your time off. Enjoy your summer. Get away. Check out. Put down the phone. Get on a kayak. Stand in the surf. Oh, those are two things that I would do. Coming off a unique weekend myself, actually. And I will share a little bit about it later on. Good to reconvene with you, though. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our Facebook page is easy peasy to find, as is our YouTube channel. If you're looking for some summertime flair, we've got the latest video version of Ask Amy Anything on our YouTube channel. And the link is pinned to the top of our Facebook page, too. We'll have some new photos to share as we head through this edition of After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Did you know attendance at Major League Baseball parks is up? An 8.3% increase in attendance over the same number of games in 2022. You could pinpoint the rules changes, and I'm sure the commissioner of Major League Baseball will do exactly that. It's not just about the rules changes and the pitch clock and the pace of play being Speedy Gonzalez. No, it's also about the fact that there are more baseballs in play, more runs being scored, more guys on the base paths. In general, there's more offense. 36.2 million fans have attended baseball games through July 5th. Actually, I don't even like how that's written. 36.2 million tickets or million seats have been sold. Often you have people who are going more than once, right? Especially if they're season ticket holders or if their teams are playing well. 8.3% spike in attendance from last year to this year at Major League Baseball games. That's according to the Sports Business Journal. And the headline caught my eye. As we hit the All-Star break, I'd love to know, have you been to a game? Are you more inclined to go to a game? Because there's still a long, hot summer ahead. Plenty of baseball still to go. As you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And even teams that ended this first half, quote unquote, they're past the midway point. But even teams that ended the first half with a losing record, but maybe a win. The Rays, they lost 7 in a row, but they win on Sunday, so they feel like they're going to the break on a high note. Great. There are a lot of positive ways to spin pretty much every story and every season in Major League Baseball right now because there's still so much ground to cover. Checking out the Major League Baseball standings, and we'll do a little investigating as we head through this edition of After Hours. It's a good time to take stock. Take a deep breath and take stock, peeps. Teams are right now sitting on 83 games. In some cases, 89 games. So you have a wide range there. But they are past the midway point. They get a breather. They get a chance to rejuvenate, re-energize, reboot, reset. And then face the second half with a fresh perspective. Maybe a mind and body that are both fresh. And that's key. I think it's important. So as we hit the All-Star break, Have you been to a stadium? How'd you like it? But just as importantly, they do not award MVPs at the midway point. Doesn't mean we can't talk about it. This is actually a challenging question that Jay and I were debating on the phone on Sunday afternoon. Who are the American League and National League MVPs at this point? Not best players, unless that's how you define it. Who are the most valuable players for their respective teams at the All-Star break? It's easy to point to the numbers of Shohei Ohtani, but man, the Angels are sliding backwards. This is what I was afraid of. They've lost 9 of their last 10, 5 in a row, including multiple games to the Dodgers. I think they got swept in that series with the Dodgers just this past weekend. Without Mike Trout, without a few other critical pieces, they are dying a slow death. But it's been escalated over the last 2 weeks. They were hanging on as best they could, but they're now below 500 again, 7 games back of the Rangers, 3 teams in front of them in the AL West, and the only team that's worse is the A's in their division. These last couple weeks hit them hard. Would you say Shohei Ohtani is most valuable? I suppose you could point to the relevance over the first half and say he's the only reason they're in that position, which is not entirely true, but he certainly deserves a yeoman share of the credit. He is leading Major League Baseball in home runs at the break. He's got 32, which is outrageous for a guy who also pitches, has to prepare to pitch every fifth day. 32 home runs to go along with 71 RBI, which is just off the pace set by the Rangers' Adelis Garcia. So yes, you could say that Ohtani, with his 7-4 pitching mark, 132 strikeouts, 3.32 ERA, not to mention the baseball or the batting stats I just gave you, excuse me, you could say the 29-year-old from Japan is the most valuable, because where would the Angels be without him? And just in general, forget what team he's on. He's just valuable, period. But when the Angels have fallen below 500, does that give voters pause? And you, my friends, are the voters at this point. Shohei Ohtani is a great ambassador for the game worldwide. I'm nervous that the Angels will not be able to keep him, because I like the fact that he's there. It's different. The talent's spread out. And certainly Mike Trout needs the help. They need the help if they're going to break their postseason drought. If you missed our conversation with Jeff Fletcher going back last week, we asked him, with Mike Trout heading to the IL, we were concerned about their playoff hopes. And I posed the question to him, if the Angels start to tumble out of the playoff race, even though it is mid-July, if they start to tumble out of the playoff race, what does that mean for the future of Shohei? Will they trade him? And if they don't trade him before the deadline, what do they do? Remember, he wants to win. He wants to be on a contender. He wants to be in the postseason, and that I certainly understand. You should definitely check out the answer from Jeff Fletcher, or the entire conversation that's part of our podcast, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, can be found on the Odyssey app, or we share the link every weekday morning on our social media. It's important because the Angels have options. There is a risk. There is a risk to not trading Ohtani if you aren't going to sniff the playoffs. Why? Because as I've said about Portland and the Trailblazers trading Damian Lillard, you're only going to trade Dame once. In the case of the Angels, as much as you'd like to keep him, and I would love for him to stay there in Anaheim, he's found a home there. Think about it. If you are going to lose him, can you afford to let him walk for nothing? Oh my gosh, he's Shohei Ohtani. He's already won an MVP, and you're only going to trade this guy once in your career, in your life. This could change the entire course of your franchise. At the same time, I'm with the Angels. I understand. Don't pull the trigger unless he does. That's how I would wait it out. But it's scary because he could literally leave your franchise with nothing coming back to you. There could be no compensation. So it is scary. Definitely listen to what Jeff Fletcher had to say. We put a Twitter file up on After Hours CBS. And so it's in a little bite-sized chunk, if you will. But the entire interview is available on our social. As we hit the All-Star break, who are the American League and National League MVPs at this point? And a little bit later on, we'll talk about the Braves, the Rays, who are setting the pace for their respective leagues. The Yankees make a drastic move right before the break. The Reds are still a ton of fun. And Ken Griffey Jr., as you can imagine, in the spotlight, the ambassador for the Mariners and for Seattle as they host the Major League Baseball All-Star break with the Home Run Derby coming up Monday. Also on this edition of the show, the U.S. men's soccer team with a thrilling win over our friends to the north. This is the Gold Cup quarterfinals. Matt Turner's a stud. That really is my analysis for this game, part of it. In golf, speaking of the U.S., a lot of the top golfers actually could be seen at Wimbledon across the pond. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, they were all dressed up for the Novak Djokovic match. And the reason they are across the pond, I can't even say it normally. I could try to say across the pond. I can't do it. It just sounds wrong to say it in my plain old English. Anyway, they were in London. That's better.
Hate live.
I hate live. Ooh, that was pretty good, actually. I've been practicing the Rory accent.
Like, I hate live.
I hate live. Nah, I mess it up there. I don't do accents or impressions. I hate live. Live. Wait, try it again.
Hate live.
Hate live.
Like, I hate live.
Like, I hate live.
It's getting there.
I'm going to keep practicing that. It's my summer science project.
Like, I hate live.
I hate live. It's better. Why are we so mean to Rory? I don't feel bad being mean about Aaron Rodgers, but Rory I kind of do because he got shafted by the PGA. So we should be on his side. Anyway, back to the American golfers, the contingent that was there watching Novak Djokovic, whose match after he was up 2-0 in the round of 16 got cut short by the curfew in London. I'm sorry, I don't understand how that's a thing. I just don't get it. Could you imagine? I know during the pandemic and during the riots actually as well in 2020, most notably, that there were cities around the United States that put in curfews. Remember Minneapolis did. I think New York actually did too for a time. But how do you get an entire city to abide by a curfew? I wouldn't. Would you?
Heavy fines, I suppose.
For being out at night?
No, it's, yeah, it sounds absurd in
theory.
It
does sound absurd. Anyway, at Wimbledon, they don't hate live. No. Hate live. Like, I hate live. Sorry, Rory. Sorry, Charlie.
Hate live.
I hate live. I feel bad now. And I've been derailed by Rory's.
Like I hit lip.
I know. Okay, I got you.
Like I.
Jay. You should see Jay's face light up when he has an opportunity to use his drops in there. And now I'm, oh, don't derail me again. So the golf world is getting set for the Open Championship, which takes place later this week when producer Jay will be on his summer break, his summertime all-star break. I mean, can we call it an all-star break if he's not an all-star? Just kidding. He's an all-star. So the Open Championship takes place later this week. U.S. Women's Open just wrapped up on Sunday. Cool story coming out of the LPGA Tour because a first-time winner, as in a first-time tour winner, an American native, claims the title at the U.S. Women's Open. And then in Vegas, oh, it's finally quiet again. Well, not quiet, but the NBA is on its way out. It's like a convention. You know how I joke that every time the NFL has any working meetings, they get together, the owners' meetings, the combine, the draft, it turns into a big convention now? Yeah, that's what happened in Vegas. We're actually going to welcome first-timer to the show at the top of next hour. Nate Ryan was sent from San Antonio, where he's a TV anchor, to Las Vegas to cover Wemby Fever and Victor Wembanyama's debut in the NBA Summer League. And instead, he gets off the plane and he's got to deal with the Britney Spears thing. Great. Just what he always dreamed about, covering Britney Spears in Vegas. We're not going to go extensively into that, but I will ask Nate about it when he joins us in 45 minutes here on the show. So a lot to get through. Excited to hang out with you on what is a Sunday night, wrapping up your weekend, going into a Monday morning. If you're out of your familiar routines, well, we're always glad to have you. Summertime on
it's
Twitter.
Time to have some fun.
See what I mean? Oh, and my goodness, only 2 weeks. 2 weeks until training camp gets underway. Jay, why? No, we're not giving up our summer that easily. We need to hang on to summer as long as possible.
I feel like the beginning of the summer was like all NFL. Now these last, what, like week, 2 weeks have been a little bit less, a little dormant. It's about to be back in full force before we know it.
Because the NFL is playing a mind game on us. They're pretending to go away briefly, just briefly.
Very briefly.
Just so we can jones for them and go through withdrawals. And then, boom, back all up in our grill. And see, it hasn't even been that long because we saw Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Von Miller holding court in Las Vegas a week and a half ago, for heaven's sakes. Man. It's the All-Star break. MLB attendance is up. Who are the MVPs? Jay put a post up on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find my Twitter. And then our Facebook page, too. Coming up, the U.S. men's national team in penalty kicks at the Gold Cup against our brothers, sometime rivals, friends to the north. And this taking place in Cincinnati, by the way. Fitting because an Ohio native turned out to be one of the stars. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Last outlet. He'll lift this one forward. Miazga gets his head into the middle. Morris knocks it down. Bougio's there. Kick save. It's in. It's across the line. Who cares who it came off for? Tie game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On FS1. In fact, I just saw the replay a little while ago here in studio. Ooh, it was a late opportunity for Team USA in the 113th minute. The Americans are able to tie this quarterfinal match against Canada. And then the tension builds. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if I can feign dramatic music. The most dramatic music I know, of course, would be from Star Wars. Not really appropriate here. Maybe appropriate here. The Imperial March for Canada. Yep, I know you're listening, our friends to the north. We do have many Canadian listeners. It's all fun and games when we're on the soccer pitch in the Gold Cup. This is not the World Cup. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I don't love penalty kicks to decide a soccer game, and I certainly don't love penalty kicks, or I guess it would be penalty shots, in hockey. So I understand if this is an unsatisfying way to end a match, but it's Gold Cup, it's the quarterfinals, and it's better than having these guys play another 30, 40 minutes. It's a more of a package deal this time of the year. But after Canada goes up 2-1 in the 109th minute and the U.S. answer 4 minutes later, well, then it's an opportunity for the goalies to star. Matt Turner certainly has plenty of opportunities because he's a keeper for Arsenal and turning into a badass for the U.S.
In his professional career. And it's saved again!
I know what soccer does not translate well on radio, certainly not in that situation because you really can't see a whole lot. So I get it. I understand. It's just really for the ambiance after hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
Saved!
On Fox Soccer and FS1. You should know Matt Turner by the bright yellow that he wears when he's in goal. But beyond that, sweet revenge, wouldn't you think? Because Steven Vitoria beat Turner for one of the Canadian goals during this match. But then Turner was able to stop him when they were in a penalty situation with the game hanging in the balance, and not just one, but two saves in that penalty kick situation.
To be honest, a lot of the penalties that I had seen on my sheets or in my preparation, most of those guys were off the pitch by the time the pens were there. I just trusted my instincts, really. And typically when I do that, I find myself having a lot more success. So the first one felt really, really good because I wished I stopped his. And I wanted to stay in the middle in the end of the game. And last minute, I felt like he was going to whip it. So I dove to my right. I was frustrated. So this time I knew I was just going to try to hold. And I came up with a really good save.
He's referring to the penalty attempt by Vitoria, who did go middle when they were in the course of the game. It's actually in stoppage time. But then Turner guessed wrong. He said at the last second he felt like he was supposed to go to his left, and he guessed wrong. Well, when they were lined up for penalty kicks, he stayed home. He stayed middle. Because he believed that's what Vitoria would try again. Meanwhile, the United States had three made penalty kicks, which was enough for the win and their chance to advance now onto the semifinals of the Gold Cup. Now, remember, they still have an interim coach, even though moving forward, they're bringing back, I forgot his name, Greg. What's his last name? Berhalter, thank you. It's like out of sight, out of mind sometimes in sports. Greg Berhalter will be returning, but for now it's still BJ Callahan, who's the interim coach, who's leading the way right now in the Gold Cup. And I know it's not the World Cup cycle, but considering this young team and where they were and how they advanced to the knockout stage of the last World Cup, there's a lot to build on here. And then they've had the whole coaching mess and the roster shakeup and blah, blah, blah. So this is important for team chemistry, team bonding, team building. And yeah, BJ Callahan will take it.
I saw you watch two really good teams just kind of battle it out. The first half was a little bit slow. It got off to an awkward start, and we weren't able to get really any rhythm into the game. The second half, I was really proud of the group. They were able to push and push, and then we had a moment of adversity. But we talk about, you know, learning how to make responses to it, and I was super proud of these guys and how they responded. And the contributions that we got off the bench is again, tremendous.
So the U.S. men's national team goes against Panama in the semifinals on Wednesday night. So think about it. You may say it's a slow week. Home run derby, which I love. I adore the home run derby. I cannot wait for all the pomp and circumstance and posturing and the meatballs that get thrown up there by...
My effort level was outstanding.
The pitching coaches and Pete Alonso giving it 110%, even though he could throw his back out. I mean, I'm all about the home run derby and the format. I really like it. It moves. So that's Monday. The All-Star game is Tuesday. It's the only All-Star game that I watch in any of the pro sports. I forget the other ones are even taking place. I do not watch them. They're boring. I like the baseball All-Star game because you actually get matchups. Unfortunately, we won't see Shohei Ohtani pitching, but we will see him hit. And I can imagine he leads off as the DH for the American League. I hope he does. It should be a lot of fun. And there's some fresh blood too, a lot of young players, but also a lot of Rangers, a lot of Texas Rangers. When was the last time we could say that? Did you know the American League is going for a 10th straight win? 10 straight wins over the National League. That's crazy. I wouldn't have believed those odds at all just by virtue of the math. So Tuesday's the All-Star game, which I will watch. Really looking forward to. And Wednesday, if you're into soccer or you just love the red, white, and blue this time of the year, Wednesday is the semifinals of the Gold Cup. And Team USA will take on Panama. That winner, which, by the way, that's in San Diego. So they're moving. They were in Cincinnati. Now they're going to San Diego. The championship is either Mexico or Jamaica, taking place in Inglewood, California, meaning their opponent is either Mexico or Jamaica. That comes up July 16th. So next week, is it next week? I got to check my calendar. No, it's not next week. It's Saturday. And then the Open Championship is this week as well. Don't tell me how it's slow. I'll call you a big fat liar.
That's a bunch of crap.
All right, straight ahead. Victor Wembanyama is all the rage in Vegas. You'll hear him talk about his debut over the weekend in Summer League. And Chris Paul practicing with Steph Curry and the Warriors for the first time since 2009. Did you see him all lined up courtside as the Warriors were playing in Summer League games? This weekend, and specifically Sunday, Chris Paul, Jonathan Kuminga, Steph Curry, Gary Payton Jr., they're all sitting courtside. Steph was wearing a bucket hat indoors, like a fishing hat, a bucket hat. It's the kind I wear when I'm kayaking or when I'm on the water at the beach. He's wearing it indoors in Vegas. Perfect. Why not? And flip-flops, in case you didn't see that.
Of course. Well, it's fitting with the hat.
Of course. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, who is the MLB MVP in the American League and the National League? Who would you tab at this point in the season? 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hardest for me was understanding sometimes I was off rhythm with the plays and the calls, and I think it's the biggest improvement I got to do is being ready to react to the plays that were called by the point guard or stay connected.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Victor Wembanyama, 19 years old. 19 years old and 7'5". Which one is the more significant number around Wemby? All the rage in Vegas, even without Britney Spears, even without the Britney Spears encounter. The Britney Spears experience, if you will. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He made his debut on Friday, and you may have seen some of the videos. A lot of electricity, a lot of buzz in Vegas, specifically over Victor Wembanyama. And then on Sunday, maybe settling in a little more, maybe getting a little more comfortable. This is his final stat line, and I'm only sharing the stats, not because they matter, but because of the great anticipation. 27 points, a dozen rebounds. How can you not get rebounds at that size? You'd have to be out of position. 3 blocks in his second game as an NBA prospect in Summer League. So to finally be able to settle in, it was a slower start, and put on a better show for the fans had to feel good for Wemby.
I think the best show for the fans is the win. So obviously it's just Summer League, but
right.
Yeah, I think they can see us developing. They could see us developing tonight, getting better. And so yeah, I think we gave them a good show.
The last month, as you can imagine, has been a whirlwind for him between finding out that it would be the Spurs drafting number one overall to moving from France to then getting adjusted kind of to San Antonio for all of 5 minutes before he has to turn around and go to Vegas. I bet he just wants to play basketball.
In the past month, I think basketball wasn't even 50% of my schedule. You know, I can't stand it. I know it's a special moment in my life, but I'm glad it's over. Honestly, I just want to hoop. I just want to work out, lift, and because this is my life. Obviously, every first pick got to go through this. But yeah, it just makes me better for the future.
How many 19-year-olds do you hear sound like that? I can't stand it. I just want to hoop. I want to lift. I want to be in the gym. I mean, there's a lot of people who are gym rats, but he doesn't enjoy the spotlight. Certainly doesn't enjoy having to answer questions about Britney Spears and whether or not she tapped him on the shoulder. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So what are the major differences between NBA Summer League and France?
First of all, the court is more open. It's going fast, but it's less physical and and I get fouled a lot, but not as much. Nothing to compare. And yes, and players are just flying, you know. Out there it's more underground, pushing underground, big box outs. Here it's great athletes, the best in the world, way more talent. And I like this better, though.
All right, so a stamp of approval, at least initially, from Wemby. And as I say, coming up just after the top of the hour, Nate Ryan of Channel 5 in San Antonio, who went to Vegas to cover Wemby's debut and landed right in the middle of a Britney Spears encounter. He will join us with his observations and what he learned from Vegas, or at least I hope you will. I'm planning to ask him what he learned from Vegas. So again, that's after the top of the hour here on CBS Sports Radio. Chris Paul, along with a bunch of his new Golden State Warriors teammates, as Golden State had a summer league game on Sunday evening. I'm actually starting to warm up to the idea of Chris Paul with the Warriors. Initially, I thought it might be temporary and that he would be moving on to somewhere else, but maybe after 18 years of his career, it's a chance for him to have a new kind of lease on life, a fresh start, something different, of course, considering the heavy backcourt presence of the Warriors, but also the number of veterans they've got in their backcourt. And he worked out with Steph Curry and other Warriors on Sunday in Las Vegas, and it's not like they're just meeting for the first time, but to play basketball for the first time in a long time, that's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, I've been a part of his journey. He's been a part of mine. You know what I mean? Before his rookie year, travel with me and my family or whatnot. I know it's dad, family, all that, kids, everything, man. And Steph is, it's been so dope to see, you know what I mean? Him, Seth, and all that. And we crazy competitors, as we should be, you know what I mean? But there are times where you get a chance to reflect, you know, a text here and there and whatnot, congratulating each other. And so, I mean, even working out today, we were just laughing. I don't think me and him have probably worked out together probably since like 2009 or something. So it's a great opportunity and a blessing to still be doing this at our ages, because he ain't young anymore either.
So they've been friends for a long time. They attended each other's weddings. On the court, it can get spicy with the Warriors and whoever Chris Paul is playing for. And yes, the trade was unexpected. Not the fact that he was no longer with the Suns necessarily, because that was a possibility, but the fact that he lands in Northern California with the Warriors.
It's wild, man, the way life happens, and it does. And you show up and you enjoy the ability to still play this game at a high level.
We spoke with a Warriors insider going back last week, and one of the ideas that's being floated out there, this is Madeline Kenny who joined us. She was actually in Vegas at the time for Bay Area News Group. One of the ideas that's being floated out there is, will Chris Paul be okay coming off the bench if that's what needs to happen? Well, at this point, doesn't have a whole lot of insight. I even read that he hasn't yet spoken to Steve Kerr about his role.
I don't know what the situation is going to be yet, you know what I mean? So I think that'll be for us to figure out once we get going.
You've never come off the bench in your entire career. Is that something that you'd be willing to do?
Like I said, it'll be a conversation for us when camp starts or whatnot. But me and Steve have talked or whatnot. You know, that ain't something that you'd be like, what up, man? Where you starting coming up? You know what I mean? So I think we'll figure all that stuff out in camp.
Honestly, that might have been Madeline Kenny asking that question, no? I feel like that could have been her voice. We knew she was in Vegas. And Chris Paul was there with Steph Curry, as well as Jonathan Kuminga, Gary Payton. I'm trying to think who else I saw there on the court, right off the court, excuse me, for the Warriors. So, yeah, it's turned into an NBA convention. That's how it plays now in Vegas. Who doesn't want to go to Vegas? That's part of the attraction. But to see Wemby and to see the others and to have an opportunity to work out, there's coaches. Certainly there are members of the various media and PR teams. You've got agents. Not that different from a combine, except that they're actually playing games. So how did Wemby look, and what the heck with the Britney Spears deal? We'll talk to our Spurs insider straight ahead after hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.